This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week being the 1st of January, 2018. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Russian gas starts flowing east to China on the 1st of January. Russia's Gazprom and the state-owned China National Petroleum Corporation have signed a $400 billion deal. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel on Sunday restarts coalition talks. Both the Social Democrats, SPD, and the Free Democrats rejected initial overtures, but are thinking again. The Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte will meet Europe's newest and youngest leader, Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, on Monday. The 31-year-old leader of Austria's Conservative People's Party recently formed a coalition government with the hard-right Austrian Freedom Party. New Year's resolutions will be the order of the day for both the Danish and Norwegian prime ministers on Monday when they give their broadcasts. Nikki Haley, U.S. Ambassador to the UN, will start 2018 repairing diplomatic fences with a friendship reception. But of the 193 members, only 63 countries have been invited. Donald Trump will have something to complain about on Monday. As of the start of 2018, the U.S. Army will be compelled to accept transgender recruits after a court ruling. The German city of Stuttgart bans diesel-fueled cars from the 1st of January, and the Vatican bans the sale of all cigarettes. Harbin, China hosts the world's largest ice festival from Friday. Over 1 million visitors are expected. And finally, New Year's Day is also a traditional time for polar bear plunges around the world. The biggest run will be in the Netherlands, where an estimated 30,000 bikini-clad Dutch people will run into the aptly named North Sea and quickly out again. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 1st of January, 2018. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Russian gas starts flowing east to China on the 1st of January. Russia's Gazprom and the state-owned China National Petroleum Corporation have signed a $400 billion deal for Russia to supply 38 billion cubic meters of gas for the next 30 years. Russia is planning other big developments for its gas industry this year. They include a liquefied natural gas plant at opposite ends of the country, one on the Baltic and the other on the Pacific port of Vladivostok. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel on Sunday restarts preliminary talks to form a coalition government. The Greens and the traditional allies, the Christian Social Union, are the only ones who've agreed to join ranks with Ms. Merkel so far. Both the Social Democrats and the Free Democrats have rejected initial overtures but are thinking again. The Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte is off to Vienna on New Year's Day for a mini-summit with Europe's newest and youngest leader, Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz. The 31-year-old leader of the Conservative People's Party, Kurz recently formed a coalition government with the hard-right Austrian Freedom Party, which is anti-Islamic, Eurosceptic, anti-immigration, and whose members include former Austrian Nazis. New Year's resolutions will be the order of the day for both the Danish and Norwegian prime ministers on Monday. Lars Rasmussen from Denmark and Erna Solberg from Norway will both be giving New Year's Day broadcasts. Nikki Haley, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, will start 2018 repairing diplomatic fences with a friendship reception at the United Nations, following UN condemnation of Donald Trump's decision to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. It is perhaps significant that out of the 193 members of the UN, only 63 countries have been invited to Ms. Haley's party. Estonia grows 24 centimeters on New Year's Day. It is accomplishing this amazing feat by abandoning a Russian-based height measurement system for the European Vertical Reference System. The highest point will still only be 371 meters above sea level. Donald Trump will have something to complain about on Monday. As of the start of 2018, the U.S. Army will be compelled to accept transgender recruits after a ruling by U.S. District Judge Colin Kuller-Cotelli. The German city of Stuttgart on Monday bans diesel-fueled cars, and the Vatican bans the sale of all cigarettes. Harbin, China hosts the world's largest ice festival from Friday. There are expected to be over 1 million visitors ogling at ice sculptures, which include frozen versions of the Colosseum and the Empire State Building. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.